Oh, My Aching Hands, It May Not Be Neuropathy by Thomas Rivera Lai. From the editor, Tom Lai reports on alternative medical explanations to neuropathy that diabetics should consider when they experience painful symptoms in their hands. His warnings may be useful and certainly warrant attention. This article was originally published in the winter 2007 edition of Voice of the Diabetic. Here is what he says. Arthur Siegel had type 2 diabetes for many years. When he began to have trouble opening medication bottles, turning doorknobs, using a knife, and counting his change, he assumed it was neuropathy and that nothing could be done. Most people with diabetes have heard of a condition called diabetic neuropathy. It takes many forms, and its effects vary from person to person. Because of this, treatment is often difficult and outcomes vary depending on the nature of the individual case. Your pain, however, may not be due to diabetic neuropathy at all. Long-term diabetics with hand pain may actually be suffering from other hand conditions. Two of the often overlooked conditions are carpal tunnel syndrome and trigger finger. According to Dr. Keith Siegelman, orthopedic hand surgeon with the Curtis Hand Center at Union Memorial Hospital in Baltimore, Maryland, these conditions are more prevalent in diabetics than in the general public. Surprisingly, these conditions are not caused by poor circulation, nor are they forms of diabetic neuropathy. In long-term diabetics, advanced glycation end products, AGEs, can collect on the tendons in the palms of the hand. Accumulation of AGEs causes the tendons to thicken, resulting in nerve compression from pressure on the nerve in the carpal tunnel. This leads to numbness and tingling, similar to neuropathy symptoms, especially when the hands are in certain positions. Many diabetics also have stiffness or restricted movement in one or more fingers due to trigger finger, which results when the thickened tendons can no longer slide easily through the cartilage rings along the fingers. The rubbing causes the tendon to swell even further to the point where the tendon can no longer slide through the ring. You may notice that one or more of your fingers will not close all the way when you attempt to make a fist or hold an object. If you are able to force your finger to close, the tendon is forced through the ring but then cannot slide back. Your finger gets stuck in the closed position, thus the term trigger finger. This can be quite painful and cause a dramatic decrease in the usefulness of the hand and fingers. The good news is that these conditions can usually be treated successfully. For carpal tunnel syndrome, laparoscopic surgery can open the tunnel, relieving the pressure on the nerve. Trigger finger can be treated with local injections of cortisone into the joint, and if this is not successful, minor surgery can loosen the ring of cartilage to allow the tendon to pass freely once again. The important lesson is that not all problems with the diabetic hand are caused by diabetic neuropathy, and in the case of carpal tunnel and a trigger finger, treatments are usually quite successful. Your hands are an invaluable tool for managing your diabetes, especially if you are blind, so seek the advice of a hand specialist as soon as symptoms appear.